It's the review of Liverpool against Southampton, more accurately, Southampton against Liverpool 1-3. Joined in the studio by Dan Morgan and Stu Wright to talk through the ins and outs of this one and the way in which it went. But first and foremost, Stu, it was an emotional roller coaster, really. That it was one that occurred to me that the record books will write that down, and people would look at it in 20 years and say, oh yeah, Liverpool went to bottom half Southampton and they got a 3-1. They won by two. It's what everyone said they would do before the match. It didn't feel like that last night, did it?
Yeah, that doesn't tell a story at all, does it? And I was saying to you before it's the show started yeah, I had a proper cry last night. on Jordan's goal, I had a proper cry. Because I think for weeks I've been saying just internally to myself that I'm not going to let myself get carried away unless or until we get 6 points out of Tottenham and Southampton, and then I was going to put my heart on the line and nail my colours to the mast that we're going to win this league. And now I'm convinced that we are going to win this league. So, yeah, it was... Do you know how to put us through it, this Liverpool team?
They know how to put themselves through it. That's one of the things I like. Like that you saw in, for instance, Henderson's reaction, in Salah's reaction, the way in which every goal is currently greeted with this mass celebration, Stu. They're putting themselves through it, is what I'd say, and they're picking themselves up out to the other side.
They are, but there's a lot to be said for that. I'm going to try and just take a more detached look at it and think, what are we going to learn from this when we come out the other side? Because it's been a very different Liverpool since the turn of the year. The amount of times I've heard commentators or analysts say recently that over the last few games, you know, we've not seen the Liverpool we've seen for the majority of the season. I don't think you can say that Liverpool were, you know, this dynamic attacking force for the majority of the season. I think about halfway through the season, we've seen a very, very different Liverpool, a Liverpool that knows how to work its way through games, a Liverpool that frustrates me at times in the sense that it can often be a slow starter in games, but actually what that demonstrates is a huge maturity. They're letting the game unfold in front of them and then they're working it out. They've got the confidence to then think, right, we've seen what you've got. And now have a bit of this. We're going to unpick you. And they've got the confidence that they've got 90 plus minutes to do that and that they will do that.